President Obama joined reporters for his last news conference of the year today, and Russia was first on the list of questions for the president. Obama's already said the U.S. would retaliate against Russia for allegedly meddling in last month's election. Today, the FBI backed up the CIA's claim that Russia did, in fact, try to hack the election. And at the news conference, President Obama was asked if he held Russian President Vladimir Putin personally responsible for the hack, and whether he was squabbling with Donald Trump's transition team on this issue. Here's Obama's response.
There hasn't been a lot of squabbling. What we've simply said is the facts, which are that based on uniform intelligence assessments, the Russians were responsible for hacking the DNC, and that as a consequence, it is important for us to review all elements of that and make sure that we are preventing that kind of interference through cyber attacks in the future. That should be a bipartisan issue. That shouldn't be a partisan issue. And my hope is that the president-elect is going to similarly be concerned with making sure that we don't have potential foreign influence in our election process. I don't think any American wants that. That shouldn't be a source of an argument.
Obama made it clear, though, that he would not tolerate interference from Russia or any other country.
Our goal continues to be to send a clear message to Russia or others not to do this to us, because we can do stuff to you. But it is also important for us to do that in a thoughtful, methodical way. Some of it we do publicly. Some of it we will do in a way that they know, but not everybody will.
President Obama today speaking at a White House news conference.